The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
To say a few words about the practice, it's interesting to keep in mind that sometimes we have reference points for doing mindfulness practice or meditation practice. And those reference points sometimes can be a hindrance and sometimes can be a support. They're a hindrance if the reference point is expectations or some high standard of what it's supposed to be, and then we don't measure up to that, and then we're disappointed and discouraged, and that somehow takes over and interferes with the meditation. But there can also be reference points that are supportive and helpful. And some of the best ones are not ideas that we carry with us, but something that we've experienced so thoroughly that it's almost like it lives in us experientially, or lives in us kind of in a almost embodied way. And so there might be experiences of sitting with a lot of self-acceptance, and that's feeling of self-acceptance, almost like love or compassion, and to have that as a palpable reference point, so that when there is not acceptance, self-acceptance, that we kind of can recognize that and almost feel our way back to the sense of peace or spaciousness or kindness or intimacy or something which we might associate with that sense of acceptance. There might also be a sense of non-reactivity that we've had experience, where we have enough experience of something arising that maybe has been difficult in the past, and there's a lot of space for it. There's a lot of, almost like permission for it to be there, because we don't identify with it. We don't take it as me, myself, and mine, or we don't get caught up in for and against. Just there it is, and we kind of see it arise, and it's almost like something appears in the middle of the room, but I'm sitting here comfortably and nice, and I can just watch it. And whether it's pleasant or unpleasant, just something to notice and not get caught by. And that sense of non-reactivity, when it's really experienced and known, registered, recognized, then it can better become some like an embodied or available reference point. If we have that kind of acceptance and we don't really acceptance or non-reactivity, and don't let ourselves really let it register, oh, this is what it is, then it's not going to live inside of us, or we won't have the feeling or know how to recognize it, and when it's or how to feel our way back to it, something like that. And one of the preeminent reference points is non-clinging, to have a mind which doesn't cling to anything. And that can be kind of a palpable way it can feel sometimes. It's almost like there's a lot of space in awareness, a lot of space in the mind. And things can arise, and there's no stickiness to it. There's no inclination to move towards it, certainly hold on to it, get stuck on it, or to be reactive to it, pushing it away. There's a feeling of kind of like of lots of room for things to be there. Or a feeling of ease, or feeling of peace, or a feeling of untouchability in the awareness. Like it, nothing, it's in a very nice way, it's like nothing can touch it. And it's just there, peaceful and alert and alive. And this feeling of the, sometimes a reference point for non-clinging can exist certainly in the body, sense of ease and non-clinging, non-tightness, non-tension. But more importantly, I think, it can exist as a quality of awareness itself. That the awareness, the broad, some people have the feeling of a field of awareness or a space of awareness or kind of a way of perceiving or knowing or some people it's more a sense of being rather than awareness. That has no boundaries, has it's almost like has qualities of the space around us, And, you know, if you throw, you know, something into space, into the space around you, and the space doesn't care. It's not reactive. It's just lots of room for it. It comes and goes, and it doesn't matter what goes into it. Say words into space, and the space doesn't do anything. So there's something about the quality of non-clinging mind, or non-clinging presence, or non-clinging awareness, that can feel like it's very spacious for things. And that spaciousness, we can have a visceral feeling of it's always here. And so to have that as a reference point, if it's available, and that's something that grows over time. It's not something you do, you know, just because you read about it or someone tells you about it. It's not an idea that non-clinging is a good idea. But rather over time in practice, it becomes you almost like you recognize it. Even if it's not there fully, you're clinging to something, it's possible, a wonderful possibility of feeling that you're not clinging to the clinging. There's kind of space for it, or openness, or acceptance of it, or non-reactivity to it that's there. So you might consider today, as you practice here, do you have any, from your practice to date, or from some other experiences in your life, do you have a reference point that lives in you, almost like an embodied living, or a visceral feeling, or sense, that kind of is here, that can be called on or be supportive of the very practice of mindfulness, the mindfulness that keeps you in the present moment? And because of the goodness of this reference point that only exists in the present moment, you have to be here and attentive to it, to know it or feel it, it becomes easier to be here, fully here. Or it's more easier to be interested in being here, because you're kind of navigating what's here, the feet as you walk and do walking meditation, the breath as you breathe, whatever you're doing, you're kind of swimming or navigating it, finding or touching into or supported by this reference point of maybe of non-clinging or acceptance or non-reactivity, kindness, something. And if what I'm saying doesn't make any sense today for you, if you want to remember this idea, and maybe over months and years of practice, you say, oh, that's what Gil is talking about. And then because you recognize it, maybe it can live in you in a more fully, more beneficial way, because now you see it as a greater value than just it's nice in the moment when it's there. So, but anyway, I hope you enjoy this morning.